And now, another edition of Classic Storytime with the Musers. A special service for the P1s, retelling our favorite stories you might have missed.
Thank you, Conrad. I thought I would dust off this story because earlier we were talking about Grandpa's Barnyard. Is that what you saw on the Channel 8 crawl?
Yeah, it is closed today. Grandpa's Barnyard School. Gordo says it's in Garland. It is closed today. It sounds fake.
It does sound fake. So that reminded me of a story from college, our college days, George. You were not a part of this.
No, I'm on a distance.
Because by now, I had moved in with Tom and Don, and I was sleeping on their couch. It was my last year.
What generically named friends?
That was kind of, I know y'all had fun, but wasn't that beaten that you were on the couch?
Tremendously beaten. And every morning, so all I was doing was taking algebra to try to graduate. And Tom and Don, I think, still had a fairly full schedule. So I was waiting tables at the Great Salerno's in Flower Mound every night.
Yes.
I would come home. We'd still be up. You know, we'd stay up late watching college basketball usually or the NBA. And then I'd go to sleep. But then Tom would always get up early for school. And I'd be on the couch, but the kitchen was, of course, you know, 6 feet away. And every morning I would wake up to the sound of Tom going, ding, 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 eating his cereal with the spoon hitting the bowl, making a ding, and then hearing him slurp the milk. So anyway, I lived there for about a year on their couch trying to graduate. We had a blast, though. This was at the Ramsgate Apartments in Denton. Well, one night, there was winter weather forecast for the Metroplex. And at the time, I was an intern at Channel 4. Don, who also went into the business of sports broadcasting and was studying it with me at North Texas and with George, he was an intern at WBAP Radio / Channel 5. So between the two of us, we had three stations covered, Channel 4, Channel 5, and WBAP Radio, three really big outlets here in town. And because we worked at these stations, we were privy to the password for schools who called in to report that they were going to be closed the next day. I think the password at Channel 4 was something like Iceman. And the password at Channel 5 was Frosty. And the password at WBAP was, you know, Santa, whatever.
But we knew then there was no emails involved. That was actually calling in and saying, yes, this is this school and here's the password.
So if you're a school president, principal, decision maker, that's what you did. One of your duties was, when you decided school was going to be closed the next day due to inclement weather, you called all the big stations. Well, we're sitting there, it's about, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're waiting for the weather, but there are a few schools that are starting to close, but we haven't heard anything about North Texas closing. And it's looking a little iffy on the weather forecast, like we're not sure we're going to get enough snow or ice to close things down. Also, Don and I had like some kind of big test the next day in one of our classes. I don't know if we were. I think in this first semester I stayed with them, he and I were taking biology together. And then the second semester, the only class I took was algebra. So anyway, we had like something due the next day that we had not yet worked on or prepared for.
Imagine that.
So we got the idea. Wait a minute. We have these passwords. Why don't we call in and report that we're the North Texas president, Peter, what was his name?
Peter Lane.
Peter Lane. Mm-hmm. I think we impersonated Peter Lane or Al Hurley, the chancellor, or whoever it was. And I can tell this story because the statue of imitations has run out by now.
Yeah.
And they may revoke my diploma, but I'm nearing the end of my career. I don't care.
Oh, no.
So,
and by the way, these ding-dongs called me to say, hey, whatever you do, just make sure you're watching Channel 5 and or Channel 4 tonight. I said, why? Right. Just watch. Okay.
So I call Channel 4 and I say, hello, I'm Al Hurley or Peter Lane or somebody at North Texas. We're going to be closed tomorrow. Okay, what's the password? Iceman. Okay, got you down. Thank you. So Don calls Channel 5. Hi, I'm Al Hurley at North Texas. Oh, we're going to be closed tomorrow. What's the password? Snowman. Okay, got you down. Same thing, WBAP. So then we get in front of the TV, rubbing our hands together, just waiting. And here the news starts at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and we're watching the crawl. And sure enough, it says, at the time we were still North Texas State University. We hadn't changed to UNT. You know, it would say Aubrey closed, Frisco closed. North Texas State University closed on Tuesday, and we just jumped all around the apartment, high-fiving each other. Now we're so happy because we don't have to go to our class in the morning, and we have the excuse of, hey, we saw it on the news last night. We were closed, right?
Right.
Well, now we know we can get a school on the crawl, so now we need to start the pranks. That's why Uncle Grandpa Barnyard Elementary School reminded me of this part of the prank.
And by the way, the next day, that was like a... I was thinking the FBI was going to be called in because it was a huge campus-wide controversy.
Yes, we're getting to that. We're getting to that. Okay. But we're still on the couch now at 6 o'clock, and we've just gotten North Texas State closed on local TV stations. So now we're going to see what else we can get. So I called both the TV stations, and at the time, North Texas basketball team had a power forward named Andrian Choplik. Mm-hmm. And we used to love his name. It was the craziest name ever, Andrian Choplik, right? So I called Channel 4 and I said, yeah, I've got a school closing. Okay. Andrian Choplik School for the Deaf in Argyle, I think is what we said. I believe it was Argyle. Argyle Andrian Choplik School for the Deaf. Okay, got you down. Then we run in front of the TV. And we're watching the crawl close, North Texas State, Tuesday, closed. Argyle, Andrian Choplik, School for the Deaf. We got it on both of the TV stations. And the funniest thing, the thing that made us laugh the hardest, the late, great Jimmy Gales, who was the coach at North Texas at the time, we imagine him on his couch at home watching the crawl and then sitting upright going, I didn't know AC had a school.
What's Choplik doing with a school?
How confusing that must have been for him.
And that's I think when I called you and went, oh my gosh, I cannot believe y'all pulled that off.
We couldn't
either. School for the Deaf.
Whoa. Was that voice again?
So
I don't know.
So we go to sleep that night and just so comfy, me on the couch under my blanket and knowing that we didn't have to get up and go to school the next day. So next day, we wake up. I don't know what we did. We didn't do anything all day long except probably watch movies and whatever. And the weather was fine, you know. And the school was open. Keep in mind, just because we got it on the broadcast, the school was actually open. But only about half the kids showed up because most of them saw the TV news and saw that it was closed. So the next day, that was a Tuesday morning, I think. The next day, the Wednesday morning, after all of this has sunk in for a day, we then have to go to school because the weather now is totally fine. And I remember the North Texas Daily, the school newspaper, on the front in big headlines, Pranksters Close University. Big story about how somehow we got in on Channel 4 and Channel 5 and closed it down. And yes, I thought we were a little worried there was going to be an FBI investigation and that we were going to do time in Leavenworth.
I just remember being a really big deal. I also remember at the campus radio station, people we knew had to report on the story, you know, because it was such like a big local story. I was like, oh my gosh, we know how this happened. And I don't think I talked to anybody for 3 days because I just thought you guys were going to be in so much trouble.
You guys didn't have any friends that turned state's witness or anything like that?
Nobody knew. I think.
Nope.
My wife and I were the only ones who knew the inside info, yep. and Grizzy and maybe
and
Skip.
And didn't you marry her really quickly in order to be protected from her testifying against you?
Yes. That and just to kind of throw authorities off, we just put together a wedding really quick.
So when I see something on a crawl today that says Grandpa's Barnyard School, I know that it's the masters out there at work.
It's a real school.
Pulling a prank on everybody.
You're right. That's why I stopped down when I saw that this morning. I go, okay, here's the new Craig, Don, and Tom of 2021.
And this is like kind of the... It's a gentle bomb threat is what that is, what you did. It's like mm-hmm. the really illegal version is to call in a bomb threat in order to get out of something. You know, you hear those idiots doing that on planes and stuff like right. that. But you just did it just to say it was canceled due to weather in order to get out of class.
Right. And to get a funny school name on there, the Argyle Andrean Choplick School for the Deaf.
It's all about the laughs. We got
Have
some
you
laughs
followed
out
up
of that.
With Choplick to see what his fond memories of that are?
George, you may know where he is.
Yeah, I've talked to him about it. He did remember it. His son was a really good basketball player that just recently got recruited. I don't say recently, within the last 5 to 10 years. But I do remember talking to him about it and goes, yeah, I remember something about that. All of a sudden, I had a school and it was closed.
Give me his son's name and I'll get it on the crawl today.
Yeah, we know Ducey. I bet Ducey will do it for us. Yeah,
yeah. I wonder if Michael Irvin will report it at 8:40 today.
Nah, I think he's out of the country.
Deaf is. Oh, okay.
All right, it's 7:50 on the ticket.